We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And when we follow the wrong individual, when we follow the wrong principles for our life, it leads us in the wrong direction or the right direction if we follow the Lord and the wisdom of the Bible, and it affects our whole life. No man can serve two masters. You'll love one, you'll embrace one, you'll hate the other. And so the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. Bibles together this morning, and we are going to find, actually we'll be looking at several passages of scripture, but we're going to find the Gospel of Luke in the 9th chapter to begin with, the Gospel of Luke in the 9th chapter, and we're going to look at a couple of verses deep into the 9th chapter. We'll jump to the 57th verse, if we could. That's Luke chapter 9. Verses 57, we'll read to verse 62 at the end of the chapter. Now, many years ago, disillusioned men followed the influence and direction of evil men, and they boarded planes and they crashed them into the World Trade Center. That was on September 11, 2001. And because of their following, many lives were taken, a world was shaken, and a country watched in fear. And all of these events took place because people followed the wrong individuals. Now, the Bible tells us that we are to be careful of who we follow. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so we are to follow the Lord. In Psalm 1, verse 1, the Bible says, a familiar scripture, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." So the Bible says that we're not to be influenced or follow the direction or the counsel of evil men, but we are to follow the Lord and his word for our lives. And so in this passage of scripture in Luke chapter 9, I believe we find the appeal of God for fellowship. For fellowship. Look what the Bible says, verse 57. It says, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." All through the Bible, we find this plea, this appeal of God to be followers of him. And may I suggest to you this morning that Jesus Christ is worthy of our fellowship. He's worthy of our fellowship. John Wesley was robbed, and as he was returning from a service one night, and the bandit, when he was leaving, Wesley called out to him and said, "Stop, I have something more to give you." The surprised robber paused, and Wesley said, "My friend, you may live to regret this sort of life." The thief hurried away, and he said to him, "You may learn to regret this sort of life. If you ever do, here's something to remember. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin." And the thief hurried away, and Wesley prayed that the words that he spoke would give fruit. Years later, Wesley was greeting some people after a Sunday service, and he was approached by a stranger, and it surprised Wesley to learn that his visitor, now a Christian and a successful businessman, was the man that had robbed him several years before. The man said, "I owe it all to you." "Oh no, my friend," Wesley explained, "not to me, but to the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin." You see, when we follow the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, we are heading in the right direction. Now think about everyone that was following Christ. There was a large multitude, a large crowd of followers, and all of them had different reasons and why they were following the Lord. There were some there that wanted to see his miracles. They wanted to see what else Jesus of Nazareth would do. There were some that wanted to be fed. They knew that Jesus had the ability to multiply bread and fishes, and so they followed him so that they could physically have a need met. There were some there that were religious, the Pharisees, and they were followers of Jesus because they wanted to condemn him or criticize him or wait till he said something wrong so that they could attack him. All of them followed the Lord Jesus. Not all of them had the right motive. To follow means to occupy. It means to live for God in total devotion to him. It means to let the Lord have his way in our life every day. And so we're going to look at some scriptures here. We're going to begin with Luke chapter 10, and then we're going to kind of run through the Bible, and we're going to look at fellowship. We're going to look at what the Bible says about being a follower of Jesus. And I want us to determine this morning, are we followers of Jesus, or are we just among a crowd of people that are followers of Jesus? We're going to have to determine that in our life this morning. Let's pray and ask God's blessing upon our message. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for all that you've done for us. We're grateful for your salvation, that your blood cleanses us from all of our sin. And Lord, I pray that you would hide me behind the cross. I pray, Lord, that you would give me the words to say. I pray that you'd be glorified, Lord, in the delivery of the message, the content of the message, and Lord, even the receiving of the message. Lord, we look to you in this time. Help us, Lord. Direct us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to notice, first of all, if you're taking notes this morning, you can write this down. I want us to notice the follow me of faithfulness. The follow me of faithfulness. Now notice what Jesus said in verse 62 of our text in Luke chapter 9. The Bible says, "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is strong language that is coming from the Lord Jesus. You see, we find individuals that wanted to follow Jesus, but they all gave the reasons why they could not go. Now, these were valid excuses. I think all of us would say, yeah, these were valid excuses. But Jesus said they were still excuses. The reality is the Bible wants us to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says it this way in Matthew 6, verse 23. You can look at that scripture, the beginning of the Gospels, Matthew chapter 6, verse 23. The Bible says, "But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other." Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and money. And Jesus illustrates this truth with fellowship with the eye. And he says, listen, the light that enters the eye affects the whole body. It affects the whole life. And when we follow the wrong individual, when we follow the wrong principles for our life, it leads us in the wrong direction, or the right direction if we follow the Lord and the wisdom of the Bible, and it affects our whole life.
It's Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on this wonderful Lord's Day. I want to just give you some announcements to help you along life's way. First of all, would you partner with us in taking the gospel to the Waterloo region? You can encourage people to watch our video at KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com. Pass this website along. Encourage people to read and to watch our video. It gives to them the wonderful good news that Jesus Christ loves them, He died for them, and He wants to be their Savior. If you can help Timeless Truths Radio Ministry in a financial way, we would be ever grateful. Our radio program is on the air because of faithful listeners just like you. You can send an e-transfer to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry by sending it to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. That's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. And this ensures that we will keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air for years to come. This is a difficult day that we live in, and we have, because of COVID-19, we have a lot of concerns in our world today. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you and I'm praying for your family. And if you would like to submit your prayer request, you can go to KitchenerBaptist.org/pray and fill out the form, send it to us. I want to specifically pray for your needs during this difficult time. All right, we're going to continue our message this morning, so I hope you have your Bibles ready as we jump right back into our message.
Wrong direction, or the right direction if we follow the Lord and the wisdom of the Bible, and it affects our whole life. No man can serve two masters. You'll love one, you'll embrace one, you'll hate the other. And so the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. Now in this passage of scripture, we see first of all the man's profession. Look what the Bible says in 57 here. The Bible says here, this man's profession. "And it came to pass that there went in the way a certain man that said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." I mean, we find this profession's excitement. I mean, he told the Lord, "I will follow you." And we notice here in the scripture, verse 57, he said, "Lord, I will follow you." I mean, he was determined. He was going to follow the Lord. And no matter what came in his life, no matter the trial, the burden, he said, "Lord, I will follow you." We notice this man's profession. We notice his extent. He says, "I'll follow you wherever, whithersoever thou goest. It doesn't matter where you go. Lord, I'll follow you. It doesn't matter the circumstances that come. Lord, I'll follow you." You see this man's profession. We notice the Lord's poverty in verse number 58. Look what the scripture says. "And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Jesus said, "Listen, I want you to know that I don't have a place to stay. I don't have a bed to sleep in. The foxes have their dens and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Jesus is saying to this man, listen, I want you to know I don't have a home. He said, listen, I want you to know that if you follow me, this is the condition of your fellowship. And we notice the man's pretext in the scripture. He gives an excuse. A pretext is an excuse to hide from the truth. And he says in verse 59, "And he said to another, follow me. But the Lord said, suffer me first to go and bury my father." And so the man says, listen, I cannot go. I cannot follow you. And then Jesus looks at another individual and says, follow me. And he says, I cannot follow you. I need to do these things. I need to take care of these errands. These individuals made excuses to hide really the real truth in their life. And this, when you read the Bible, the Son of God, when he speaks to individuals, he speaks in a way to reveal their heart. That's why he said to the rich young ruler, he said, listen, if you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you need to keep all of these commandments. And he says, well, I've kept all of these commandments from my youth. Jesus wasn't saying that the pathway of eternal life was keeping the commandments of God. The pathway of eternal life was a Savior, what was to put their faith and trust in the Messiah. But Jesus was revealing his heart. And he said, all right, if you've kept all the commandments from your youth, then sell everything you have and follow me. And the Bible says the man went away sorrowful because he had much riches. In other words, he wasn't willing to worship God. He wasn't willing to love God with all of his heart, soul, and mind. And Jesus was revealing to this rich young ruler that he could not keep the Ten Commandments. He was lacking something important, and that was a Savior to wash his sins away, where his inability would take place. The ability of Christ would take over. And so the Lord is revealing here the hearts of these individuals. You know, the reality is there'll always be something in our life that would keep us from following God. The successful Christian ignores the good and he follows after the best. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Bible says that we are to be faithful. Notice in the scripture here the Lord's principle in verse number 62. He says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now the Lord's judgment was described in this scripture. And once it was heard by the individuals, it was hard to forget. No man having put his hand to the plow, Jesus said, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. The point that Jesus is trying to make is that these individuals, they willed to follow the Lord Jesus. They wanted to follow Jesus. But Jesus said the problem is you look back. The idea is that a man who begins to plow and then looks back, he plows a crooked row. No rower or person is ever straight, and nor should it should be. And yet the truth here in the scripture is that we are to keep our eyes on the Lord. We are to follow the Lord in our life. It's not about us, it's about the Lord. And the reality is that Jesus was teaching that they were not committed to him. They were not faithful to him. They were not following him. They wanted to, but they weren't. And so I suggest to you this morning, there is the fellowship or the follow me of faithfulness. I think every Christian has good intentions. We want to follow the Lord. We want to do what is right. But we make up all these reasons why we cannot be committed to the Lord, why we cannot follow the Lord with all of our heart. And we look back in our life and we, we serve two masters, or we attempt to serve two masters. And the Bible says we cannot serve two masters. And normally what happens is our Christian life is what suffers. And the Bible teaches us that we are to follow him, be faithful, be committed to his work and his way. Number two, I want us to jump over to Matthew, jump back if we could to Matthew chapter 4. And I want us to look at the follow me of fishers for men. The follow me of fishing for men. Matthew chapter 4, and look what the Bible says here. Matthew chapter 4. And we'll begin our reading in verse number 18 together. Matthew chapter 4, and we'll begin our reading in verse number 18. The Bible says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." Now the Bible says that Jesus is walking by the Sea of Galilee. And as he was walking by this beautiful coastline, he saw two brethren, Simon Peter and Andrew. And the Bible says in our scripture here that they were fishing for fish, which seems to be a practical thing for fishermen to do, because the Bible says they were fishers. And so they were just doing their normal business. They were going about their regular day. And Jesus walks up to them and says, "Hey, you're catching fish. I want to help you to catch men. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, I want to look at Mark chapter 1. This is the parallel passage here. Let's just move forward here to Mark chapter 1. And notice what the scripture says in verse number 16. Mark chapter 1, this is interesting. Mark chapter 1 and verse number 16. Notice what the scripture says here. This is the same event that's taking place, only we're seeing it here from Mark's perspective. The Bible says here in verse 16, "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me," which is the idea to follow me, "and I will make you to become fishers of men." And so what we have as we look at the two scriptures is we kind of get a complete picture of what is happening in this scripture. You see, if we are truly following the Lord Jesus, then we are working toward becoming a fisher of men. Jesus said this, "Listen, if you follow me, I will make you to become a fisher of men." Now, Jesus didn't say they were going to be instantly a fisher of men. Jesus didn't say they were instantly going to be spiritual giants. Jesus didn't say they were going to be instantly spiritually mature. But Jesus said, and we find it in Mark chapter 1, it's interesting and important for us to notice this. He says, "I will make you to become a fisher of men. The process will begin, and I will work in your life and in your heart. And as I work in your heart and in your life, and as you follow me, you will be interested in the souls of men." Henry Martin said this. He said, "The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of missions. And the nearer we get to Christ, the more intensely missionary we must become." Interesting. And so when we look at the Bible, we can honestly say that if we are not interested in the souls of people, if we are not concerned about the lost condition of our world, then we truly are not following the Lord. For to follow the Lord is to become a fisher of men. Now we notice in verse number 18, look what the scripture says. I want us to think about the Lord's calling. We're going to break it down now. The Bible says, this is in our text here in the book of Matthew. The Bible says here that Jesus said in verse number 18, and Jesus walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. The Bible says, for they were fishers. First of all, let's think about the Lord's calling. God used, and this is so important for us to understand this morning. God used ordinary people. I mean, Simon and Andrew, they were theologians. They weren't great studiers of the law. You know, the Pharisees, when they saw the testimony of Peter, they said he was an ignorant man. He was unlearned and ignorant. You know why? It wasn't that Peter wasn't wise, but he wasn't trained in the Sanhedrin. He wasn't an educated man. And yet he marveled that he had been with Jesus. Listen to me. God uses ordinary people. You say, well, I could never tell anyone about Jesus because I'm not a preacher. God doesn't want you to be a preacher. God uses fishermen. God uses mechanics.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.